All right, welcome back, everybody. It is the Conway and Whitman Show. We're live at 97.1 Free FM. Jake Hogan is in for Brian Whitman. He is a very successful writer, producer in Hollywood.
Hey, Frasier, now.
Simpsons, Malcolm in the Middle, yes. Amongst others. And coming out with a new movie in June with Mike Myers called Love Guru.
Well, Mike Myers is coming out with a new movie, yes.
And but you're working on it.
I'm working on it, yes.
All right. Can we have Mike Myers call and promote it? Maybe he'll have you back and we'll promote the whole movie.
I bet I could get Mike Myers to call.
Is that right?
Yes.
Wow, look at you.
I have to lie and say this is a much bigger show.
Right.
But I bet I could do it.
Maybe we have to pre-record it at 5 a.m. Yeah. And just say it's morning drive.
Right. Does he like meatball sliders?
All right, again, before I introduce this young lady, she is was the spokesperson for Smart and Final for a long time. And you will recognize her by her name, Chef Jamie Gwen. How are you?
Hey, I'm so glad to be here. Thank you, guys.
Look at
I'm
you,
terrific.
Baby.
Well, thank you.
And my ex-girlfriend does an impersonation of Chef Jamie Gwen.
Chef Jamie Gwen here. You got to have the here if you're going to do an impersonation
properly. Chef Jamie Gwen
properly.
Here.
Yeah. Sure.
I didn't know I was being impersonated.
Yes, she used to do it all the time.
I want to thank you for being here, because Tim doesn't know this, but my doctor said I need more meatballs in my diet. So that's great.
All right, now what if you...
I'm looking for a man who thinks that he needs more meatballs in his diet.
All right, Chef Jamie Gwen will teach these single guys out there who are tired of fast food how to simply cook for themselves, right?
Very much so, yes. Or throw a poker party. Maybe they're not going to make the cut at Commerce Casino and you want to throw the party at home. Or maybe you want to do something nice for your girlfriend or your mother for Mother's Day.
There you go.
Breakfast, lunch, dinner, and beyond.
By the way, Tim, what do you got to do to not make the cut at Commerce Casino? How do you get kicked out of that place?
I know. I think you have to have more than one swear word, you know, tattooed to your forehead.
Right.
All right. Chef Jamie Gwen is with us. And she's a young lady. How old are you? You're probably in your 20s, 30s?
Well, that's a nice compliment. Thank you.
All right.
Yeah, I'm in my early 30s.
All right. Early 30s. And you got a whole cookbook out. You're like a whole industry upon yourself. I mean, you're
just go along with everything he says about you? I am an industry, Tim.
Yeah,
yes.
You are.
Yes. I literally do go along with everything he says.
Chef Jamie Gwen here.
Chef Jamie Gwen here. The cookbook you're holding is my third and one I'm very proud of. And it was a family effort. I wrote with my mom and business partner. And it has everything from a guy's night in party with a beer cocktail that you guys would go crazy for. But
what's in the beer cocktail?
Okay, see, I knew he'd go right to that. Yeah. How's the meatball slider?
I just took a bite of the meatball slider.
It's good?
It's really good.
Is that right?
It's really good.
The
meat
is tender. The sauce is flavorful. You taste basil and garlic. You got a soft brioche bun.
That's up to me to review it. I don't know. she's right. It's delicious.
All right, well, I'm going to try it here during the break. I don't want to ruin it for the audience, because they can't. You know, I'll try it during the break. But anyway, so Chef Jamie Gwen.
Yes.
Do you bother if that I'm eating?
No,
it?
You can eat your ass off. Yeah.
Okay. And make loud noises as I eat.
And there's more. And yes, feel free.
You know, I wish you were here Monday because Monday or next Monday. What is that? March 24th?
Yeah. 24th.
Jake Hogan's going to come back from 8 to 11.
Right.
And at 8 o'clock, we're going to weigh him. And then he's going to try to see how much weight he can gain before 11 o'clock at
night.
And you invited me today?
Yeah,
tonight?
We should have invited you on Monday.
Well,
huh?
You can come back. I mean,
Yeah.
Are you getting a head start on meatball sliders?
Look at those, man. All right, the meatball sliders, how long do those take you to make?
The meatball sliders don't take long. But, you know, Jay and I were talking about cooking, and it really is something that you put your heart and soul into. It's a creative thing, and anybody can do it. You just have to take the time and make the effort and then reap the rewards and the benefits of making something delicious, as simple as a beer cocktail.
Right. And what is the beer cocktail?
Okay, so you invite the guys over, and you chill the mugs, because it's very important to have a cold, chilled beer, right?
Yeah.
You need a bottle of Worcestershire.
Right.
A lemon cut in half. You can choose soy sauce or Worcestershire if you like. And you need some shot glasses full of tequila.
Mm-hmm.
So you take the beer, pour it into the beer mug, well chilled, just 3/4 of the way. You need a little splash, just a teeny bit of that Worcestershire, a squeeze of lemon. Take the entire shot glass filled with tequila and drop the glass into the beer mug. And you now have the ultimate party. You have a beer cocktail.
And who mops up the puke?
Not me.
All right. So again, it's tequila with a bit of
Worcestershire lemon juice.
And you dump the whole thing into a beer mug.
With a couple of meatball sliders and some caramelized onion dip, clam dip, Reuben dip.
I bet it's probably pretty good. But here's the thing.
It's tasty.
beer is just good on its own, right?
Why mess it up?
Right. But I mean, this sounds very delicious, but you know.
Right. And if you're also having a party where you're like prepping the guy's drinks for him, they're going to go, what happened to that dude?
Must be listening to Conway and Whitman and Chef Jamie too much.
Turned out to be a little crazy in the heterosexual department. But yeah, the chilled mugs and all that stuff. I mean, don't you just give a guy a can of beer and, you know.
I do more than that.
Hope he enjoys it.
I do more than that.
You do?
I do. Yeah. Right. I mean, I'll put out a full meal. Maybe you want to have a seared steak with blue cheese sauce, and you can take the blue cheese sauce and make a dip for potato chips.
I got a question for you.
Okay.
That's delicious, by the way.
Thank you.
When I cook steak for myself and my wife, because I usually cook, I cook about 90% of the meals when it comes to like steak or like.
Very nice.
Like a roast or something, any kind of meat, you know. The guy, goddamn guy in the house does it. I can never make the steak like moist like they do in restaurants. What's the key to that? Jay's
raising his hand.
After you're done.
No, go ahead. Well, first of all, I think that you buy the best quality that you can to ensure that you're getting a good cut of meat.
Right.
Are you a ribeye kind of guy, or do you like a porterhouse, or you like a New York? Okay.
Right.
And do you season with your favorite Chef Jamie spice rub first?
No, I do not.
Okay, well, we'll have to get you some of those. Okay.
Lowry's is pretty good, by the way.
Not a bad substitute. Do you dry rub the steaks? Just season right before?
Just throw it on top.
And your temperature of choice?
Really high.
And as far as the temperature of the steak cook through, are you medium, medium rare?
Medium.
Medium. Okay, so very hot pan.
Right.
First secret, because what we're going to do is sear the outside of the steak and lock in the juices in the center. The heaviest cast iron skillet, preferably, or saute pan that you have, over high heat until it's reasonably hot. You add your oil of choice. I prefer a high smoking point oil. You can try olive oil. A high smoking point oil is an oil that's going to come up to as high a temperature as possible before it begins to smoke, therefore allowing you to sear your steak over the highest temperature flame as possible.
Right.
So olive oil, grapeseed oil has a very high smoking point.
Walnut oil?
If you have walnut oil in the house, then we have to go back to that whole if you're mixing drinks for your buddies.
Now,
I don't have walnut oil.
Why aren't you barbecuing a steak?
Because my barbecue in the wintertime, out in the valley,
in Southern California,
it's filled with like spiders and snakes and all kinds
of
crap.
Okay, so the pan gets hot, the oil goes in, and just before it begins to smoke, when the oil glimmers a little bit in the pan, begins to shimmer, the steak goes in on one side. Now, the trick is patience, because it's going to spend a couple minutes searing on the bottom side until it's really golden and caramelized. Then you're going to turn it over and put it right into a preheated 400-degree oven. This is the restaurant method to searing a great steak.
Oh, wait, you don't sear it on both sides?
Well, no. If you sear it on both sides, you won't get an even cook all the way through. So if you sear the bottom side, turn it over
and stick
and
it in
immediately
the oven.
Put it in the oven. It's going to cook evenly top and bottom.
400 degrees, how long?
Depends on the thickness of the steak.
I'm going to try this tonight.
Okay.
That's a great idea.
Do you eat steaks at midnight every night?
Not every night.
Can we go to his house?
Yeah, absolutely.
Not every night, but occasionally.
Now, here's the thing. You don't want a moist steak. You know, you want a dried steak, right? Isn't the best quality steak an aged steak that's a little bit aged? I've actually read.
But I want it moist like when you go to like Ruth's Chris.
He wants it tender on the inside. So that's what we're going to do. We're locking in the juices by caramelizing the outside.
Now, I read in the New York Times cooking guy has a thing where you dry rub the steak and then you put it in the refrigerator on some sort of like.
Yes, on a cookie sheet. You're aging your own meat.
And you age it because it gets.
For how long?
Days.
Like a week?
You can do it for a week. You can buy the steaks you prefer, your steak of choice.
Right.
Now, I happen to do that
with
a prime rib.
You cut the green parts off it when before you cook it?
You do cut the green parts off. Actually, you can do it, and I prefer that you do it if you have a second refrigerator in the garage, because you have to leave it open,
it's
and you probably don't want to leave the steak open in the fridge that your daughter goes into to get her juice box.
Right.
In the fridge, in the garage, on a cookie sheet, preferably on a rack so that the air can circulate all the way around. You're talking about
fantastic.
Bittman?
That is a good idea.
Did you read Mark?
Exactly.
You read Mark Bittman?
I know, and I'm heterosexual.
Don't make me ask you the last book you read.
Okay. Well, I'm reading Beautiful Boy. I don't know if you know this book.
Chef Jamie Gwen, also Jay Kogan is with us. If you have a question for Chef Jamie Gwen, she's a great cook. And I know a lot of guys are out there, single, trying to cook a decent meal for themselves, because perhaps your mom is in Cleveland. Perhaps your mom is with her new husband on a cruise. Perhaps your mom's dead. Who knows?
Right,
but mom's not around anymore cooking for you. But Chef Jamie Gwen is. Maybe that should be the next title of your cookbook, So if your mom's dead.
Right. And nothing impresses your dates more than if you cook for them.
Exactly.
They really like
I agree wholeheartedly. Yeah.
All right. Here are the phone numbers. 520-9710. That's 520-9710. And 888-520-9710. All right. Now, so the steak, I understand now. You sear it on one side, flip it over, stick it in the oven 400 degrees for...
Depends on how thick your steak is. Go 5-6 minutes. Now, you know that...
Only 5-6 minutes.
Depending upon... I like a medium rare steak. Now, you know about carryover cooking, right?
I do not.
Okay. Carryover cooking is the concept that once you take it out of the oven, it still continues to cook. Now, you want to take it out of the pan.
Right.
And you want to put it on a plate. And all the juices that run off of it, like when you slice a steak on a cutting board,
right.
If you let it rest for a few minutes, the juices are going to recirculate back into the steak and make you a juicy piece of meat that you're looking for.
I thought when she came in here, I thought she didn't know what she's talking about.
No, she's on fire.
Turns out she knows exactly what
she's talking about. Blonde with meatball sliders, what does she know?
This is exactly right. This is exactly right. The meat is better 5-10 minutes after you take it out
of the
oven.
But it's still not as hot, though.
No, but it's flavorful.
But it's delicious, and it's moist, and it's juicy, and it's flavorful.
Yeah, I like food really, really hot. It's like burning my mouth.
Put it back in the oven, then put it on the microwave after it's cooking.
No.
In the microwave?
Now, how about warming your plates, Tim?
Okay. Warming the plates? No, I don't do that.
Is that too shishy?
Yeah, I don't do that. All right, but I got a question.
Does that risk the sexuality thing again?
No. You know, everything with Tim pretty much risks the sexuality.
Yeah, listen, in like 2 or 3 years, I'll come out of the closet. I'll tell my daughter
I'm out.
And then it'll be much easier. I have a great conversation with you then. But let's
say. Can't wait to come back.
All right, last night I tried cooking fried chicken. All right.
Oh, okay.
And I'll tell you how I did it. You tell me where I went wrong.
You got
it. I put 3 chicken breasts. I put flour and the seasonings into a bag and shook them up, and then fried them on both sides. Stuck it in the oven for about 40 minutes at 350 degrees, and it came out. It was just okay.
Okay.
How do you cook fried chicken? I mean, there's a lot of guys that like fried chicken.
Yeah,
that's a hard thing to do, though.
I know, but you need like a paper bag to let the grease soak out of it or something. There's a lot of crap goes into it.
Why not
just go to the Colonel?
Here's the mistake. Why are you cooking fried chicken?
I love fried chicken.
Okay. Next, if you welcome me back, if I could be so honored to come back, I'm going to bring you the ultimate Southern fried chicken.
Oh, good. Okay.
Okay.
All right.
The trick to great fried chicken is brining. Again, we're going back to the juice factor. So it sits, and preferably, I hope that you did chicken on the bone, right?
No,
okay.
Boneless.
Yeah, then another problem, because the bone imparts flavor and it locks in the moisture as well. But it needs a brine, a salt water solution, or something acidic that gets into the protein of the meat, no matter what meat it is.
How long does it sit in the salt water?
Well, actually, my fried chicken sits in buttermilk.
For how long?
For a day.
A day?
Uh-huh. Overnight.
What are you doing?
Yeah. And it's got some Tabasco in there, and it gets dredged in whatever coating of choice you so choose. I mean, anything from, you know, flour to cornmeal and flour mix to cornflake crumbs. They come in a box.
Right.
And it gets fried in a pan the entire time. It never finishes in the oven.
This is way too complicated for any single
guy.
Oh,
you never put it in the oven?
No.
All
what's
right.
so hard? Wait, this it goes is, no, in the pan. Is, when it's
listen,
golden, take it out.
We thumb through the recipe books and say, there's 4 steps to this. Let me find the one with 3 steps. 3 steps, I can do 3 steps.
Okay, I'm gonna give you 3 ingredient meals from now on.
All right, 3. Okay. What is a good 3 ingredient meal?
3 ingredient meal. Sear a steak. You take a cup of cream and reduce it down by half. You throw in some crumbled blue cheese, and you oohed and aahed earlier. You got a blue cheese sauce over your seared steak.
Right.
Double bake, you know, double stuffed potato.
Now, it always seems like whenever, again, Chef Jamie Gwen is with us, also Jake Hogan. It seems like whenever I go to a restaurant, you know, my stepmother is a sensational cook. And my wife's a pretty good cook now. She's gotten some better cookbooks. Whenever I go to a restaurant, it always seems like the food is always better there than stuff we cook at home. And it should be the opposite.
I think it should be the opposite. I think there's nothing better than a home-cooked meal, a big screen TV.
What makes you think it should be the opposite?
Well, because like
professional people in professional restaurants whose job it is to make good food.
I know, but a lot of restaurants are buying cheap crap and making it pretty good. I'm buying expensive stuff and making it not so good.
Right. Maybe you should be going to more restaurants.
I got to get out more often.
Yeah.
But here's the deal. Like when we go to here's the theory I have. When you make yourself a sandwich at home, it's never as good as if your wife makes it, even if she does the exact same things to it.
I think
it's the process of doing it yourself that you don't enjoy the actual meal.
I think I actually have the opposite reaction. That if I made it myself, I actually like it.
It's sensational?
Yes. And if somebody else made it, it's like, yeah. I would have done it a little differently.
And I think that you can have a great meal in a restaurant, no doubt, and you can have a fantabulous meal at home, just depending upon... If you make the sandwich and you put everything you like on it, if you make a turkey sandwich with mayonnaise and cranberry sauce and brie cheese on a big, you know, crusty baguette...
Right.
Isn't that a great sandwich?
Yeah, it sounds pretty good.
Think about the 10 best meals you've had in your life. Any of them at home?
Yeah, but I guess Thanksgiving is always at home. That's always a great meal.
Which specific Thanksgiving meal was better than the best restaurant you've been to?
That's true. But you go to like for instance, even if I go over to IHOP, right?
Because your daughter will eat there.
Yeah, my daughter will eat that stuff. And
he goes alone.
And I'll eat it too.
Yeah.
But if I go to IHOP, it's still like, you know, if I like get a burger over there or something, it's still always better than the stuff I make at home. And that's like, and
better
that's
equipment.
Not,
they serve it hot. You didn't
yes,
have to do it.
There's I didn't have to do anything.
I think if you go to chefjamie.com, you can master any recipe at home.
All right. Chef Jamie Gwen is with us. She's a single woman, right? You're a single chick. Have you ever been married?
No. Mm-mm.
No kids?
Not yet.
Nothing,
no.
huh?
Mm-mm.
You want kids?
Yes.
How
I
many?
Do. This is getting personal,
well,
isn't it?
How many kids you want?
Oh, maybe a couple.
Couple?
Really good cooks?
Three?
Yeah. No, what? No. One
you,
or
what
two.
What are you doing about a husband? Are you got anybody in mind?
I'm making meatball sliders as often as I possibly can.
Are you
can.
Dating anybody
Have
right
I
now?
Roped you in?
Not yet. Are you dating anybody?
I'm dating here and there.
But not no guy yet. Not you got to get there. Your no, moving.
Are the phone lines going to fill up?
Yeah, let's set up Jamie Gwen with some listeners. That's she can cook for you. I mean, right. That's cool.
Wait, I made number 9 on your list last night.
Yeah, that's true. Great cook.
After great lips,
yes.
physique.
Yes, look at you. All right, 520-9710 and 888-520-9710. Chef Jamie Gwen is with us, very popular chef. And Jay Kogan, a very popular producer and writer on a very popular show, the Conway and Whitman Show. And we're live at 97.1 Free FM. Welcome back, everybody. It is the Conway and Whitman Show. We're live on 97.1 Free FM. And Jay Kogan is sitting in for Brian Whitman. Jay Kogan's a very popular, very famous television writer and producer.
The most popular, the most famous television writer.
And,
ever.
Was associated with Frasier, Simpsons, and Malcolm in the Middle, just to name a few of his credits.
Green Acres.
Yeah.
Beverly Hillbillies.
I love Green Acres.
Very cool. Yeah.
And Chef Jamie Gwen is with us, a single attractive woman who can cook. And I don't know why you're single. What's the deal with you?
Yeah, what is your problem?
Thank you for the compliment.
Why are you single? Are you a pain in the ass?
No, I don't. No, I'm not. I'm pretty self-sufficient, and I love to cook, and I work a lot.
All right.
You know, I spend a lot of time.
What kind of guy are you looking for? Tall guy?
I spend a lot of time with Goofy.
Picky guy? Yeah. Picky about men?
Not picky.
Yes,
but
picky.
Particular.
What's the longest relationship you had?
Oh, over 3 years.
Wow. Look at you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Don't let the blonde fool you.
But I imagine you're like a good catch.
Well, thank you.
And
I appreciate that.
I don't know why
good
you're
earner.
Good
earner. Cooks.
Money. Attractive.
Pretty.
You got yourself, you know how to cook. This tomato sauce here is unbelievable.
Oh, he's hot on my tomato sauce.
It's like,
I love
a third or fourth generation. Like my stepmother makes sauce like this. And now my wife found a recipe and she can make sauce.
Okay,
like
now
my
that...
wife makes tomato. Well, she doesn't make anything.
That meatball slider was made famous last year at the Disney Food and Wine Festival, coming up again beginning April 11th, where I will actually be sharing that meatball slider recipe. It's a big deal. It's a big recipe to give away,
right.
But a great one. I mean, that's one of those recipes that goes down, you know, in history.
What is this?
Begins
World?
April 11th.
Disneyland?
At California Adventure Park, which, by the way, is the only theme park you can drink in. They have a beautiful restaurant called The Vineyard with a wine tasting area, and they feature some of the best local vintners and winemakers. Right. And actually, during this festival, you can taste flights and meet winemakers. And I happen to be leading up the Junior Chef program, where Chef Goofy will be my sous chef. I know your daughter's big on that.
Right.
So bring your kids, have a glass of wine.
No, I will say this. You can get drunk at Knott's Berry Farm.
Oh, you
may
can.
Not approve of it, but I've done it.
That's a talent.
I have too,
That's
you can drink
talent.
At Knott's.
Yeah.
But you have to be in a certain area.
Yeah, she can't
be in front
of the guards.
And they got to keep you in that area.
Yeah.
until you get drunk. And
this
then they
is,
let you
this
out
is incredible food from amazing Disney chefs, of course. And there's a big finale event called Taste. It lasts for 4 full weeks. And all the info is at chefjamie.com. You can click through to Disney.com.
How involved is Goofy in the cooking? In
he's involved.
Yes?
Yeah. Your son is going to love it.
More oregano.
You know, that didn't bother you at all?
No,
no
You know,
bother me.
Celebrity driven, however you want to do it.
April 11th?
Begins April 11th for 4 full weeks, and it runs through May 5th.
What day are you going to be there?
5th. I'm going to be there every weekend, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday.
Goofy's a dog, by the way.
I know, he's a dog.
So dogs would eat anything.
Yeah.
It's not fair.
He's a very good cook, actually.
Yeah, all right.
Let's take some of my calls here. How about Billy and Laguna Niguel? You're on 97.1 Free FM. How are you?
Hey, how's it going, Tim?
All right, what do you got?
Yeah, I got a quick question for Chef Jamie there.
Yeah.
If I want to prepare a little salmon, how do I go about that? And you can keep it simple. That'd
good
be
question.
Awesome.
You got it, Billy. There's two ways that I suggest you do it. One, the easiest way, good quality olive oil, salt, pepper, and some lemon slices over the top. On a cookie sheet or a saute pan, whatever you have, roast it in the oven, 400, 425 degrees, depending upon the thickness. It's going to take, you know, 15, 18, 20 minutes. You can roast your little potatoes, your small fingerling or red bliss, tossed in olive oil, salt, and pepper at the same time, or your asparagus. And you've got a really nice, flavorful piece of salmon.
How do you cook it? On foil?
On a cookie sheet or a baking sheet or a saute pan.
For
just
how long?
Olive oil, salt, and pepper. A nice fillet of salmon roasted is going to take under 20 minutes in a hot oven.
Right. Did she lose you the fingerling potatoes? No, are you there?
She lost me on the fingerling potatoes.
Yeah, see that? I'm going to tell you, single guys.
Simple. Okay.
Simple. We're great with the salmon. We don't need the second thing.
You don't need the potatoes?
No.
No.
We just eat the meat.
We're just going to have the whole salmon in a
the
plate.
The whole fish.
Right.
Sitting, it's going to be still moving TV, when you put it in.
As he watches TV, he's going to eat the salmon.
You can do the same thing on your grill, Billy.
Yeah, exactly.
Olive oil, salt, pepper. You could do it skin side down until the skin gets real crispy.
Ooh,
you just gotta, you gotta let it cook. It will release from a hot grill itself, and it'll cook through and be really moist and flavorful.
No,
Chef Jamie, Southwestern chili rub, and you're set.
When I do that in the oven, am I leaving the skin on that thing?
Yeah,
or am I?
No, I think you take the skin off, don't you?
You can
leave the skin
on and
leave it on.
And eat
really?
Around it. Yeah. I would leave it on too. Or if the market you bought
can
the salmon
eat the skin?
From. You can, and it's best and most delicious when it's crispy and seared
in
a pan.
But when you cut the salmon, when you're eating the salmon, the skin comes off, so you don't have to actually eat the skin.
I see. Do you eat the head? Are you like that crazy?
Of salmon?
Yeah.
No, but there's other things that are delicious.
Like what? What do you eat?
Oh, like yellowtail collar at the sushi bar or cheeks of lots of things. Very delicious and tasty.
How about the eyes?
No, not an eye person. In fact, sweet shrimp at the sushi bar, take the eyes off first.
Oh, you do?
Yeah.
That's right.
I have, for a month, I ate only eyes. And it was great.
All right, let's talk to...
Hope it helps, Philly.
Nacho is a good name for a cooking show. Nacho in L.A., you're on 97.1. How are you?
Hi, how you doing?
All right, what do you got?
Well, I was going to ask the same question. I am a fisherman, but I catch lots of halibut.
Hmm. Nice. Coming into halibut season, right, Nacho?
Yeah.
Yeah, very cool. Well, you can roast just about any fish, or like we talked about barbecuing. You do anything on a plank, guys? You know about this wood plank? It's just one ingredient,
nah.
Jay.
What's the plank? What do you,
put it on a board?
On a board, yeah. And you actually impart the flavor of an oak plank.
Mm-hmm. That's interesting.
Oak wood into the fish itself, which
well,
is a great
serious?
Way to cook a piece
serious,
of fish.
Buddy. That makes sense because I do, you know, when I barbecue, I put mesquite or different woods in there to get the smoky flavor.
Halibut, I would sear in a saute pan just like you did your steak.
Right.
And then I would deglaze, add a liquid just to cook it through. You can add white wine or sake or mirin or beer for that matter. Just enough, sear the fish on one side, turn it over, add a little bit of liquid, and let it steam all the way through, cook all the way through.
Right.
And you have a beautiful, moist, you know, perfectly cooked piece of fish.
All right, Bill in Riverside, you're on 97.1 Free FM. How are you?
I'm fine, Tim.
All
I love
right.
your show.
Thank you. Chef Jamie Gwen is with us, also Jay Kogan. What do you got?
Well, I was hoping to get a date with Jamie.
All right.
And I think I've got the goods.
All right, well, tell us about yourself.
Well, I'm 6'5". About 208 pounds of muscle. I'm in good shape. I'm a good-looking guy. I got a good job. I'm educated.
When you say educated, what was the last grade?
College degree. bachelor's degree.
Well, from where?
Long Beach State.
Long Beach State. And when you say you make a good living, what are we talking?
I'm a bail bondsman.
Uh-huh.
So, licensed, yeah.
So, like, what's you don't have year? To specifically say what you make, but in the range of, like, is it 50 to 100,000 a year? Is it 100,000 to 200,000 a year?
Yeah, what are you making every year?
It's 100 to 200.
Okay.
High 100s?
No.
No.
Okay.
This is like having two mean matchmakers in my my court. I'm loving this.
I mean, are you going to be pissed that the wife out-earns you?
No, that's fine with me.
And right. And what about how good's your family history?
Oh, I come from a great family. My parents are still together. I got a older brother, younger sister. We're all really close.
And do your brothers and sisters have kids?
My brother, older brother, has two kids, nieces.
They turned out to be all right.
Oh, they're like one's four and one's two, so we don't know yet. But
can you change your name to Nacho?
Nah, I'm good.
You're really grilling him. Wait, do you like to eat? Very important question.
Oh, no, yeah. I love to eat, Jamie, and I don't know how to cook. Man, I've never even used a broiler before. I don't know how. And
right.
So
we can fix that.
Yeah, I would really
do you smoke?
Love to
do you
learn.
Smoke cigarettes?
No cigarettes.
Do you drink?
No drinking.
What's, smoke weed?
No.
What's the last book you read?
The Way of the Peaceful Warrior.
Wow.
I don't even know that book. I'm excited you have a title.
Yeah.
That's fantastic.
He's probably like you. He's got just a title.
The movie? What's the last movie you loved?
I just watched No Country for Old Men. I thought that was really good.
Mm-hmm. I'm impressed.
Well, first.
Do you like fried chicken?
I love fried chicken.
Okay. Well.
Where are you originally from?
Originally from Ohio, but I spent the greater part of my adult life in L.A.
And what's your favorite joke?
He's
really giving him the runaround.
I'm not into jokes. I like where do grapefruits go for the summer?
Where?
John Cougar's Melon Camp.
Okay. All right. We lost a few points there.
Pass. Although,
Jay,
she likes it. She likes. She laughed.
Either it's late or
she laughed. She liked it.
That was funny.
I say, get the guy's number.
I know, but women laugh at any jokes. But it's all right.
What do you think?
If you were in prison, would you go to the black or the Aryan? Where would you go?
Where? I'm sorry?
If you were in prison, which group would you stay with? The Aryans, the blacks? Where would you go?
Oh, man, if I were, I'd be in with the Aryans.
Okay, all right.
And so how long you been in the Aryan Nation?
Aryan? No.
All right, Jamie Gwynn, you want to meet this guy or not?
I'm up for anything.
Is that right?
Okay, this is
good.
This sounds like a match. This sounds like a close.
We're in an enclosed radio studio. Yeah. Right.
Do you own your own home?
No, I'm not a homeowner yet.
What do you got?
I plan on moving to L.A. very soon and to purchase some real estate, but right now I'm just saving money.
How old are you?
I'm 35.
Are you in an apartment?
Uh-huh.
All right. I think you lost a little by that. I don't know.
I'm trying to date Jamie Gwynn, my own county.
Yeah. I know. But also, Jamie has passed guys that are about to do something. You know what I mean?
Okay, yeah.
And you have a lot of abouts.
All right.
Do you have a lot of friends in the bail bonds industry?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah?
Well, she likes that.
All right.
All right, hold on one sec. We'll get your email address.
Okay.
And maybe you can email him. Who knows? Okay. But, you know, that sounds like, compared to what you got going on in your life, it sounds like a child.
Well, you can really grill him, can't you?
Well, I mean, you don't have any time. I mean, you know, you don't have time to sit there and talk to these guys for 20 minutes. You can nail who they are. The guy's a bail bondsman. He could be killed every day on his job.
Right.
He's dealing with guys who are at the low end of their life.
But it's an industry that never ends. I mean, that's a good business.
That's true.
That's true. It does go on and on. I appreciate that after two meatball sliders, you are really looking out for me the way
that
you are.
Well, we got it because we got to keep you coming back
for this
meat. All right. Jamie Gwynn is with us, Chef Jamie Gwynn. And where'd you go to a chef school, by the way?
I graduated the Culinary Institute of America in upstate New York in Hyde Park.
It's a beautiful
part of the country.
It's gorgeous.
It's
where Roosevelt had his home.
Yes, FDR's estate.
That's right. Wow.
Drank a lot of great bottles of Merlot on that estate.
I have passed by.
Yep. Rode the windy roads and hills.
Spitzer wasn't there when you were there, huh?
No, missed him.
All right. Have you ever been with like a famous dude? I mean, would you tell us?
I probably wouldn't tell you, no.
But you have
I
been.
Have some famous friends, probably far from as famous as Jay's
But
buddies,
if you had
you
like
know.
A famous boyfriend?
Would I tell you if I had?
Well, have you?
I've had some great boyfriends.
But anybody we'd know?
Yes.
Is that right? Hockey player?
One. No.
Football player?
No.
Actor?
Criminal?
Yes.
An actor?
Mm-hmm.
And did he break your heart or did you split?
Neither. It was fun while it lasted.
Something happened there.
No, it was fun while it lasted.
Right.
That's all I'm giving away.
Jim Belushi. That's who it was.
Yeah, did he kill himself? All right. Chef Jamie Gwynn is with us, and also Jake Hogan. 520-9710, 888-520-9710. Jake Hogan is a very, very famous producer, writer, and director in Hollywood. Frasier, The Simpsons, and Malcolm in the Middle. And Chef Jamie Gwynn is a very good cook, a very good chef.
Thank you.
A chef, right? Not a cook.
Chef, thank you.
Same thing, right? No?
No.
Not the same.
Not the same.
All right. Please, don't get your panties,
in a bunch.
Right. All right, it is the Conway Whitman Show. Jake Hogan's here, and Chef Jamie Gwynn, and we're live on 97.1 Free FM.
Here's something you'd never hear a man say.
Don't call her Hill Dog. She's our former first lady, for God's sake.
Now, here's something a man would say.
Hill Dog is flaming out.
It's Conway and Whitman, 97.1, the FM talk station.
All right, welcome back, everybody. It is the Conway and Whitman Show. We're live on 97.1 Free FM. Jake Hogan is with us. From Malcolm in the Middle, Frasier, and The Simpsons. And Chef Jamie Gwynn is with us from ChefJamie.com.
Yeah, soon to be married on Conway and Whitman.
Yeah. We're trying to hook you up with some dudes. But
quality dudes.
Quality dudes. Yeah, I'm going to get inundated with email at ChefJamie.com.
You're in your early 30s. You're very successful.
Yes. Thank you.
You're attractive and you're bright. Why aren't you married? Must be a pain in the ass.
Why do you go there?
Well, because that's what...
Self-sufficient, own my own home, right. Buy my own nice things,
right.
Love to cook, love to eat, work a lot.
So what's the
trying
problem?
To find some
Where's
balance.
The guy?
What's the complaint? What's the biggest complaint?
I don't think it's that easy to find.
What's the biggest complaint that guys have with you? When they break up with you, like, hey, I'd love to stick around, you're a great cook, but... But he loved sex too much. One of those.
Yeah,
crazy
that's my
things.
Problem all right. the time, yeah. really.
Or are you doing all the breaking up? Is that what happens?
I've done more of the breaking
right.
up.
I think
you kick the guy out.
Yeah. I think she's particular. I think she's fussy.
I am. I'm particular. And I'm trying to date in my county because I've had two long distance relationships.
Oh, you can't do that.
No,
you're
I'm
in Orange
trying
County,
to,
right?
I am in Orange County.
Plenty of guys in Orange County.
Do you know from experience? Your daughter, when she gets to dating, is really in trouble. I mean, you're going
to
grill these guys.
She had a guy over the house the other day.
That's right. Two and a half.
Yeah.
Two and a half. She's
Play
popular.
I caught him trying to get into her diaper. Like, what's going on with you, man?
Is your son going to wait for the Conway
baby?
You
know, my wife constantly promises my son to everyone. Like, says anybody who's got a kid, Charlie will love to date your daughter when they grow up and they'll be married. It's like, put that on him.
I believe they
know.
Call that arranged marriage.
Yeah, she wants, that's her game. And I keep thinking, don't do that. But no, my son will.
Women like to do that.
Yeah, I guess they do. That's a fun game. But he's six. Who knows what he's going to be? He may be gay. I don't know.
Is
we'll
he
see.
Showing any signs of that?
None whatsoever. Oh. But you never know.
Man.
I'm trying to raise him gay.
What are some signs at six, though, that you're gay?
Brining his fried chicken
brining
for
fried
a full
chicken.
Day.
Joe? That beer cocktail, that's a big, huge sign that you're gay. I don't know. But he's
he likes to cook.
He does like to cook.
We like that.
Oh, excellent. Yeah. Okay.
He's going to come to Junior Show.
All right. Now, Chef Jamie Gwynn, you said you had something for like single guys.
I do. I was thinking during the break because you told me more than three ingredients. And if I was searing salmon for too much longer with a potato, I'm out, right?
Right.
So Melissa's World Variety Produce, my produce of choice, who has long supported my radio and television work. The name is Melissa's. The I is the carrot. And you see it in the supermarkets. They have this new kit that is really cool. It comes in one of those plastic clamshell containers, so it's all composed for you. And it's either a guacamole kit or a salsa kit. So it has everything in it you need. It has two perfectly ripe avocados. Yeah. It has a couple of tomatoes. It has a clove of garlic. It has a lime. It has a shallot. It has a jalapeno.
Now, what's this woman's name that makes
Melissa?
The kit?
Melissa's.
Melissa's
is the name of the company.
How
it's
can
a produce
all that crappy
company.
Fresh in there, though? It's all sitting in there for a long time, right?
Well, actually, because produce is rotated through your supermarket grocery store.
Got it.
It's perfect every time.
No man is going to buy that. The women made.
Oh, you don't think guys would buy that?
Why?
Because they can go to that same store right next to it. Is
guacamole. The stuff that is lime green does not qualify for guacamole.
I know. That stuff is crap in most restaurants.
Who do you know? Who do you know is going to say, no, I'm going to take the tomato.
I think there are guys out there. No, I think there are guys out there that want to cook a good piece of salmon and make some great guacamole for the poker party.
Can you make beef jerky?
We can make beef jerky, sure.
Have you ever tried beef jerky?
You can actually dry it. I have a whole new incredible kitchen with an oven, a convection oven. You need air to circulate in the oven, preferably, or if you have a dehydrator.
Right. Have you ever tried making it, though?
Yes, in my oven.
Right.
Works out great, actually.
And what do you do?
Are you
what
a
kind
beef
of steak?
Jerky
yeah, I love
lover?
Beef jerky. Yeah. So is Jay, too.
Yeah,
Jay
I just had, I actually prefer just pemmican.
Eight,
but all
right. Four bags
I'm
of
always
beef
looking
jerky?
For the yeah. best one. I like King's. Mm-hmm. I also like, there's one from Oregon. What's the cheese from Oregon, the coast of Oregon? My wife gets it all the time.
I don't know.
Hell, she'll kill me for this. What do you think?
Really, she'll kill you over that, not knowing the cheese?
Yeah.
You got a bad, there's something really, I got lawyers, I'm going to give you some numbers.
Beef jerky, salmon jerky, do lots of good stuff.
No, but beef jerky, what kind of beef do you use?
You can buy an inexpensive cut, which is the great thing about beef jerky. You can use either flank or strip if you like. And the best way to do it
slice
is to
it thin?
Freeze it first. You want it frozen about 10-15 minutes. You can get a knife through it really, really thin. Yeah, and you're going to dry cure
it,
first. No, just enough that, and it's a great way to slice meat from a large cut, too. And you're going to slice it thinly and cure it and then dry it out.
And then what kind of seasoning do you put on it?
Well, you can choose your favorite spice rub, but it's a cure based with salt and then a bunch of other flavors.
Would there be a
sort
spice
of similar
rub
to like a pickling?
You could recommend?
Well, yes, it could actually.
Yeah.
Yeah, I have a group of Chef Jamie spice rubs and products and cookware, and you can find them all at hsn.com.
Tillamook.
For shameless self-promotion.
Yeah.
Tillamook. How does
That's
Tillamook and your jerky come together?
Tillamook makes beef jerky now.
Oh. And how is it?
It's great. Sensational. But they have the they're from Oregon. They have the cheese factory.
Yes,
there.
Tillamook makes great
right,
cheddar cheese.
We've got to get out of here, Chef Jamie Gwen. Thank you for coming by.
Thank you for having me.
And I hope that we can set you up with some guy, and you can have kids.
I hope
chefs.
I can cook for you again.
Yes,
some Southern fried
baby.
Chicken
Delicious.
In studio.
Oh, yeah.
I'm listening Monday to hear how much weight can actually be gained during a
and we'll
3-hour
take some bets
period.
Too. I think it's about 7 pounds.
I think maybe four or five. Yeah.
All right. On Monday, Jay Kogan's coming back, and we're going to weigh him at 8:00. He's going to eat his ass off. We're going to weigh him at 11. See how much he can gain in 3 hours.
Right.
And we should have a paramedic here just in case.
Well, at least the
or
paddles.
Defibrillator.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Thanks for coming in, Chef Jamie Gwen. Thanks,
I love
Jay
it.
Kogan,
Thank you.
Sitting in for Brian Whitman. And don't forget to sign up for that big poker tournament, 971freefm.com. It'll be a next Thursday at 8:00 at the Commerce Casino. So sign up, 971freefm.com, and go to the contest page, and then we'll see you down there Thursday. This is the last opportunity. It closes on Monday, so you have to sign up right now. All right, this is the Conway and Whitman Show. Stay tuned for Gretchen and the Lukes. They're both in town and got tons of topics, and Gretchen's got a full brownie in her kisser right now. It is the Conway and Whitman Show. We're live at 97.1 Free FM.
So you take the beer, pour it into the beer mug, well chilled, just 3/4 of the way. You need a little splash, just a teeny bit of that Worcestershire, a squeeze of lemon. Take the entire shot glass filled with tequila and drop the glass into the beer mug. And you now have the ultimate party. You have a beer cocktail.
And who mops up the puke?
Not me.